Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get two Impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Mix and match between the Impossible Whopper, the Classic Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich, and get two for only $6. The Impossible Whopper, with a flame grill patty made from plants, now part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
If you woke up one morning and found that your roof was leaking, who would you call? An optometrist?
Okay, now, which way does the leak look clearer? Here or here?
It's still leaking.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Let Spring Fever take over today. The Spring Fever event is going on now at Olive Branch Motorsports. Finance from 0% for 60 months, or get up to a $4,000 rebate on select 2019 Can-Am Spyder models. Adventure is just around the corner. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com. Offer ends April 30th, 2020. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best you can.
Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't planning on gathering in a large group in Toronto, Canada anytime soon, because they've decided they're not going to do that until at least June 30th. Well, these dates keep getting pushed back, don't they?
Yeah.
We were talking, I think it was as recently as last week, would I be able to actually go to the beach with the family and a couple of other families? We've already rented a place for June 15th. Not looking good. Not looking good. Least of anybody's problems, obviously, but got a busy show. We're going to jump into it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. My friend Anna McCleskey is a nurse at an area hospital, and she's not just a nurse working at an area hospital. She is actually working on a coronavirus unit. So she's seeing this up close every single day, and I asked her if she'd be willing to come on radio and talk about it. She said she would. So she's going to join me here in about 20 minutes. She'll let us know what it's like inside the hospitals right now, working on a floor with coronavirus patients. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Michael Jordan documentary that everybody is looking forward to. It has been moved up. People were protesting ESPN to give us something to watch. ESPN has decided they will do exactly that. I'll give you the details on it around 444. The NBA is going to have a 2K tournament with NBA players competing against each other. So if you like watching NBA players play a video game on television, I got good news for you. We'll talk about it a little later on this hour. The NFL playoffs are expanding and moving in part to Nickelodeon. Bennett, did you ever think you'd watch an NFL playoff game on Nickelodeon?
I did not, but I'm intrigued.
They're going to have it on Nickelodeon. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And I've got a Carole Baskin update for you, Bennett.
Uh-oh.
The sheriff down in Florida.
He's all over this.
He's recognized.
He's playing.
He has recognized an opportunity to create headlines for himself and his county, and he's taken full advantage of it. He held a press conference, a teleconference this morning, and took questions from media members, and some of his answers, they don't look good for Carole Baskin, one of the stars of Tiger King. I'll give you the details on that during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Clark is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with what else? Our ongoing national emergency, the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. The United States continues to lead the world in confirmed coronavirus cases, and we're really just running away with it. The total number of confirmed cases in this country is now up to, at my most recent check, which was 5 minutes ago, 184,487. So we're nearly at 185,000 confirmed cases. The total number of confirmed deaths is up to 3,756. And I saw the breaking news alert this morning. More people have now died in this country from coronavirus than died in the 9/11 attacks. I'm not sure what that means or what it's supposed to mean, but it's just a fact that some people were making note of this morning. More people have died in this country from coronavirus than died in the 9/11 attacks. You probably heard in celebrity coronavirus news, Chris Cuomo from CNN announced this morning that he has tested positive for coronavirus. He, of course, is a CNN host, the brother of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and they've continue to have really fun, and not fun under these circumstances, but good television basically each night, including last night when Chris Cuomo was trying to pin down his older brother on whether his brother has any plans to run for president, because President Trump mentioned yesterday morning, for whatever reason, that he thought Andrew Cuomo would be a tougher candidate to defeat than Joe Biden will be to defeat, assuming that the Democratic presidential candidate is Joe Biden. And it's led to all sorts of speculation, like could the Democrats actually end up running Andrew Cuomo as opposed to Joe Biden? Best I can tell, it's possible, but unlikely. Would Joe Biden make Andrew Cuomo a VP, a running mate, in an attempt to take advantage of the popularity of the New York governor right now in an attempt to defeat President Trump? In this presidential election, who knows? He has previously said that he was going to have a woman as a vice president, so that would run counter to that. But either way, it's been a topic of conversation for a few weeks now, but especially since President Trump said what he said about Andrew Cuomo yesterday morning. So you get Chris Cuomo last night on television trying to pin his brother down, asking one question after another. It was, it was a good television moment. So this morning, Chris Cuomo announces he is tested positive for coronavirus, and he is quarantined in his basement at home, and he's still going to be doing his show nightly from the basement in his home. He did it last night before he got the positive test, and I guess it's because he already had symptoms, and they had already advised him, if you've got symptoms, you don't go to your actual office. You don't go to your CNN studios in Manhattan. You just stay home. We've all got equipment that's good enough now to do television from home. I've got an entire television studio set up in my home. So if you want to watch a television created from a man's basement, you can watch that tonight with Chris Cuomo's show on CNN. A couple of reports today that are disturbing. 12-year-old in Belgium died from coronavirus. 13-year-old in London died from coronavirus. So remember when some people were telling you that if you were under 70 and healthy, you had nothing to worry about. Seems like that was wrong. Probably shouldn't have been listening to them because both of those children were clearly under 70, but they had something to worry about. 12-year-old in Belgium, 13-year-old in London, both dead from coronavirus. Earlier today, Toronto announced as a city that it's banning large gatherings until at least June 30th, which is just, you know, we are getting incredible information daily from political leaders. Now, you got to figure out which political leader you're going to listen to. Some of them are giving us great information, others not so much. But we're hearing from doctors, we're hearing from scientists. And we're getting, I think, really good information. Probably would have been helpful if we were getting it 2 months ago as opposed to, you know, now. But, you know, here we are. But I can't imagine the information the people in Toronto are getting to make them go ahead and say there's no way we're mass gathering again until at least June 30th.
I mean, three months.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's 3 months from now.
It also, I mean, for like our purposes, it completely eliminates any chance of the NBA doing something that's not like
quarantine. I mean, that's the other thing some people have suggested with the NBA. Like, it seems clear, like, the Grizzlies aren't playing in FedEx Forum anytime soon.
No.
I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Nope.
So, if we get an NBA season pickup at all, it will probably have to be under similar circumstances to what the Premier League is talking about doing. Let's take everybody, put them in one place, and we'll play the matches. For the Premier League, it was in London. For the NBA, the city that gets thrown out is Las Vegas because there's multiple arenas that can handle it. I mean, in Vegas, you've got the T-Mobile Arena, you've got Thomas and Mack, you've got the Cox Center. There's like at least three real places that basketball can be played and you can shoot it for television in those places. Obviously, you wouldn't play an NBA game under normal circumstances in Cox Pavilion. It's too small. But if you're not going to have fans anyway, you could play the game. You can shoot it from there. They shoot Summer League from there. So you can shoot it for television from there. So you got three different buildings in Vegas where you could shoot that are equipped to handle basketball games to be shot for television. And then there's a million beautiful hotels, and they're empty right now. There's nobody there.
Yep.
I saw somebody the other night shooting. They had a live stream from the taxi line at McCarran International, which is the airport in Las Vegas, on like a Friday night. And just trust me, I've been in that taxi line before. I mean, you are standing, sometimes you're standing in line for 45 minutes just to get a car. Now, with Ubers and stuff now, it's a little different, but still, it was just remarkable to see. Nobody there. Not a single person. Like, you could watch the live stream for 10 minutes and not see a single person. And I saw this earlier today. TSA yesterday had the lowest number of people go through security at an airport in this country since they've been registering such things. Like, it's like the lowest number by a bazillion people. Like, nobody's traveling. The casinos are closed, so nobody's going to Las Vegas. But to circle back to the point, if the NBA wanted to restart under those quarantined circumstances, you've got the facilities to do it, and you've got countless beautiful hotels that are empty right now. So it's possible. Is it likely? That's for smarter people than I to say, but it does seem possible because, you know, unless you do something like that, it's becoming increasingly clear that you're just not going to be able to play sports anytime soon.
I mean, the Toronto news just eliminate you just play the time game, right?
Yeah,
and they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, and like the Toronto news is, again, it's a little bit, reminds me a little bit of, like, remember on, what was 3 weeks ago today? A little earlier than right now. But 3 weeks ago today, the Ivy League announced they were just going to cancel their tournaments. They weren't going to play. And people were like, what? Why would you just cancel your tournaments? And you can go listen to what I said on the radio or pull up my Twitter. I was like, listen, you know, I don't know why they decided they can't play this game without these games without fans, but I'm sure they got a reason.
Mm-hmm.
These are smart people. The Ivy League presidents, Like you can't be dumb and get that job. So if really smart people are consulting with the best medical officials in this country and they've decided they can't play basketball this week, I'm going to assume that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Next night, NBA canceled. 2 days later, NCAA tournament canceled. You look back on it. Go look at what people were tweeting about the Ivy League on that Tuesday afternoon compared to what they would tweet about anything right now. It was like, what is the Ivy League doing? Why would they do that? Because they knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Most people didn't know, but they knew. This is similar. Toronto's really shutting down until June 30th. They know. They know what this is going to look like. Trust me, it makes no sense for a city to shut down till June 30th unless they feel like it's absolutely necessary to do. And so, for me at least, that's an indication that anybody hoping we get back to normal anytime soon, you're on the wrong. I mean, listen, we're all hoping, but if you're thinking that we're going to get back to normal anytime soon, there's not much out there that suggests that we're going to. Once Toronto's already announced and they're shutting down until June 30th, we're going to be living like this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, just some heartbreaking news that I saw 15 minutes before I was going to go on air. It's an agent named Buddy Baker. I've known Buddy for years. He's Konzo Martin's agent. He's a Purdue grad, so that's the connection. And Buddy Baker announced earlier today that his mother and father both tested positive for coronavirus and both died. He just lost his mom and his dad to coronavirus, both of them. And they were healthy people a month ago. And now they're both gone. He announced today that they died 6 minutes apart from coronavirus. Mm. And he made a video, not just to share his story, but to hopefully help people understand, like, this is really happening. Like, people are really losing loved ones every single day in this country, by the hundreds now. Every single day, by the hundreds now. And so, if Buddy's hope was that his message would resonate with people and be passed around, then I'm happy to share it with people in Memphis who otherwise probably wouldn't hear it. So here is the audio from the video that Buddy Baker, the agent, sports agent, who lost both of his parents to coronavirus. Here's the video posted earlier this afternoon.
Hello, all. As many of you know, my parents recently contracted COVID-19 and unfortunately passed away this past Sunday due to complications. My parents were amazing people. They were married 51 plus years. And they passed away 6 minutes apart. Just a few weeks ago, they were in perfect health. We live in a world of it can't happen to me, it can't happen to us, it can't happen to my family. Well, it happened to us. I'd like to take this time to make people start thinking about making a change. While the CDC and all the regulatory bodies make suggestions on what we should do, I'm not sure everyone really understands the importance of it. Hopefully, this can be the catalyst for a change. Practice social distancing, wash your hands as regularly as you can, and importantly, stay at home. This is an opportunity for something which was very bad and tragic to my family to prevent someone else's. Sometimes people can, especially young people, can feel like they're immune from something, we're invincible, and that's simply not the case. It's not an easy choice, but it's the right choice. It's the safe choice. So during this time, realize it's boring to stay at home and you're not going to be able to live life as we've grown accustomed to. But it's necessary to help fight and stop the spreading of this horrible virus. As part of my job, an essential quality is the ability to lead, some might say inspire others. While we usually look for a positive thing to be an inspiration, we hope that what's happened to us and our family inspires others to start leading and unifying with each other to make the right choice and the challenging choice. Again, it's going to take all of us banding together and deciding that we're going to stop spreading this virus. God bless and be safe.
Again, that's Buddy Baker, a sports agent who represents, among others, a Missouri coach, Konzo Martin, former Tennessee coach Konzo Martin, announcing earlier today that he lost both his mother and father to coronavirus. They died within 6 minutes of each other, which is just, again, that's not a story unique to Buddy. It's an awful story, but like this is happening to families all over the country. But I do think it's helpful when you can put a face to this tragedy. You can put a name to this tragedy. And, you know, Buddy Baker is somebody who is well known in the sports community, particularly the college athletics community. And the idea that that happened to him, you know, theoretically it could happen to anybody. I mean, what's the difference between my parents and Buddy Baker's parents? Probably not much.
Right.
So it's just super scary, sad stuff. And, you know, he echoes what every doctor and nurse and medical official in this country is telling us right now. Stay home. Do your part. Obviously, if you got to leave to go to the pharmacy, do that. If you got to leave to go to the grocery store, do that. But beyond that, not many good reasons to be leaving your house right now. And so do your part, because unless we all do our part consistently and in a committed way, then the story will continue to get worse and worse and worse. It's already going to be bad. That's unavoidable at this point. It's going to be bad. That's unavoidable. But just like I said yesterday, we can try to make it as good as it can be under bad circumstances from this point forward. And that means doing what Buddy Baker says, what every doctor and nurse says. You know, they're going out every day and working like crazy to try to save, you know, people's loved ones. All they're asking in return is for us to just stay out of the farmers markets, stop crowding parks, stop having parties, stop going places you don't need to go, stop getting close to people you don't need to be close to. Anna McCleskey is a registered nurse at a local hospital. And she's not just working in the hospitals right now. She is actually on a coronavirus unit. She's working on that floor, walking those halls, seeing this up close. What does it look like up close here in Memphis? I'll talk to her next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Folks Folly is Memphis' original steakhouse with more than 40 years of traditions. It's been a staple in our city for so long that it's where I, Gary Parrish, went to dinner before my high school prom, and that was 25 years ago. It's an incredible steakhouse, but due to the situation that we're all enduring right now, you can't go there right now. However, you can still have Folks Folly in the comfort of your own home because it's now available for takeout, curbside pickup, and limited delivery in the Memphis area. Just give them a call, 762-8200, and check the menu at folksfolly.com. That's folksfolly.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait.
NFL owners have formally approved a plan to expand postseason to 14 teams beginning this season, assuming, of course, we get a football season this season. I'll give you the details on that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, Anna McCleskey is a friend of mine who is a registered nurse who is currently working at a local hospital on a coronavirus unit. So she's seeing this up close every day. And let's talk to her about it, make her the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Anna, it's your pal Gary. First and foremost, thank you for being here. And I guess let me start with a simple question. How are you doing?
I'm good. Making it through, I guess. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, but I'm not doing the same job you're doing right now. And I was watching Governor Cuomo in New York earlier today speak the way he's been speaking every day. And he said that when he talks to medical officials, they tell him consistently, whether it's doctors, nurses, anybody else in the medical field, that they are physically exhausted, obviously, because they're working long hours, but that they are also emotionally exhausted from dealing with what they're dealing with every day. Can you speak to that? How emotionally exhausting is it to be walking the halls you're walking right now, seeing the things you're seeing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely surreal. And kind of being in healthcare anyways is a physically and emotionally exhausting job as it is. So with all this going on, it's a lot of heightened emotions and just kind of a lot of ever-changing protocols and everything going around. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you're definitely more worn out than you typically would be on a normal day. It's just kind of, like I said, very surreal to be around and to be a part of firsthand, for sure.
Obviously, the entire country is seeing what's happening in New York, because that's what's on cable news every night. And obviously what's happening there is worse than anywhere else in the country. But you're seeing this up close in Memphis. How is Memphis right now handling the coronavirus pandemic?
I think in general, Memphis is, you know, prepping best they can. But in, you know, a sense, we're kind of just like sitting ducks, kind of waiting for that wave to get to us. Because, you know, as predictions show, it's coming, and really there's no avoiding it. So we're starting to see the numbers increase, not super quickly, but they're definitely trending up. So it's kind of, you know, we're doing everything we can to help prevent, you know, situations like they have in New York, but to an extent, it's kind of inevitable.
Initially, most people, or at least some people, when they talked about this, they said, hey, listen, if you're older and you've got underlying medical conditions, yeah, you need to be cautious, but everybody else should be fine. And now, obviously, we know that that's just not true. A 12-year-old died in Belgium today. A 13-year-old died in London today. Obviously, you can't speak specifics, and I respect that. But can I reasonably assume that when you walk you know, the halls of your hospital right now, working on the coronavirus unit, you're seeing people of all ages? I mean, are you seeing both young people and older people all dealing with the same stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty apparent realization that this the virus does not discriminate. It's definitely present in every kind of population.
Talking to Anna McCluska, she's a registered nurse here at a local hospital working on a coronavirus unit. So let's just back up a little bit. You get into this profession for a variety of reasons. You can't imagine when you do it, you're going to be working under these circumstances, because nobody has ever worked under these circumstances, at least not in our lifetime. When you get the phone call that is either asking you or telling you you're going to be on a coronavirus unit, what goes through your mind?
Definitely fear. You know, just kind of like realizing that this is something I'm possibly going to be exposed to every day that I go into work, that I could be bringing this home to my family. You know, I could be bringing this home to my husband. That's something, you know, I take everybody else's safety into serious consideration too, because that's the biggest thing of this coronavirus is even if you don't have it, you can still be a carrier. So, you know, just trying to stay clear of as many people as I can, really, to try and avoid that happening, you know, to try to decrease the spread of this virus.
What's it look like up close? We hear stories, but we're not in the hospitals. What does this look like from your perspective, working day and night with coronavirus patients?
Well, they've, you know, ruled out all visitation in all the hospitals in the area. I know there's some special cases where visitors may be allowed, but those are very far and few between. They're screening immediately, you know, when you get into the hospital. They ask you screening questions, and they take your temperature and stuff like that. You know, and then you're walking around the hospital, and, you know, everyone's in masks, everyone's gowned up. You know, people got those N95s on, and those are rubbing your ears raw, rubbing your nose raw, stuff like that. So just, I guess, very surreal again.
When you, and I'm talking to Anna McCluska, she's a registered nurse here at a local hospital working on a coronavirus unit. We've heard a lot of stories of hospitals in different parts of the country that are either running out of supplies or operating under the assumption they will run out of supplies soon. I saw something earlier today that suggested New Orleans is expected to run out of ventilators within the next week. Governor Cuomo in New York has consistently said we don't have anywhere close to the number of ventilators we need. To the best of your ability, how are the Memphis hospitals equipped? Are you guys okay on supplies? We hear about people having to use masks for more extended periods of time than they normally would. How are we here in the Memphis area on medical supplies?
Well, like I said, we haven't really gotten our big wave yet, so we haven't seen the largest numbers we're going to see. So I think it's safe to always just act like we're going to need to ration our supplies. So I think, you know, being careful about how much is distributed and, you know, where it's distributed is definitely something that's been implemented and probably for the best reason to prevent any sort of shortage in the future.
You know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, when you get the phone call that tells you you're going to be working on a coronavirus unit, that, you know, fear pops into your head. And I can't imagine what that must be like, because And perhaps this is a bad comparison. Forgive me if it is. But, you know, if you're working in a hospital and you're dealing with someone who's just been in a serious car accident, you're doing everything you can to save their lives, but there's no risk of you becoming ill or sick by working on that person. If you're working with a cancer patient, you know, you're doing everything you can to save their lives, but you're not going to catch lung cancer because this person has lung cancer. My point being, you really are now every single day putting yourself at risk, that you could, you know, you could contract exactly what it is you're watching kill this person in front of you. I don't mean to put it in such plain terms, but, you know, how scary is that?
It's definitely scary to an extent, but I think honestly, and, you know, generally kind of what I've spoken about with my coworkers and stuff, the biggest fear is really bringing it home, you know, to our loved ones or to people that may be more at risk than we are. And I think, you know, just hurting the people around us is kind of our biggest fear right now, because we know that we're putting ourselves at risk. We know that we're there on the front lines with it, and there's nothing we can do about that right now. But there are things we can do about protecting our loved ones and stuff like that. So just knowing that we're able to, you know, avoid spreading that the best we can, I think helps ease our minds a little bit, and, you know, just by distancing ourselves from being a part of the problem.
I've seen there are some doctors and nurses that are working long hours, exhausting hours, and then coming home and isolating from their family. I saw video of a doctor who was speaking to his children through a glass window. Have you gone that far yet? Not to get too personal, but do you have to social distance from your husband just because you've been working in a hospital all day?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband and I actually had a conversation when we kind of found out that we were going to be the new Corona unit. And it was, you know, just so many words. It was, you know, are you going to see me or are you going to see your family? Because it's not worth putting his family at risk right now. So, you know, until I can guarantee that I'm not a carrier of this and I haven't been exposed to it, we're both going to avoid his family to help, you know, save them the risk of catching it. We've got coworkers I know who are getting Airbnbs to stay away from, you know, people who might be at risk because they're going to continue to work through this. I've got another family member who's thinking about leaving her husband and kids to make sure she doesn't bring it home to them.
Oh, what a nightmare. I'm talking to Anna McCluskey, registered nurse here at a local hospital working on a coronavirus unit. You live downtown, not far from Tom Lee Park, and it was overrun this weekend with people to the extent where Mayor Strickland has now had to limit how many people are allowed in the park. When you are going to a hospital on one day and seeing this up close, and then you come home and you see that out in that park, all of these people acting like we're not going through what we're going through, I imagine that must be frustrating for you.
Very frustrating. It's something that I find that I've been taking very personally, and I know I really shouldn't, but it's just very frustrating knowing, you know, the things I'm going into work and seeing, you know, people being sick from this, people not being able to see their families because of this, you know, and how serious it in fact is, and that's what we're being told, and then people still continuing to disregard it. And it's very infuriating.
One of the things that you mentioned is that, you know, the hospital's no longer allowing visitors except for under special, extremely special circumstances. And best I can tell, that's just about the case almost everywhere in America right now. And one of the things it's led to is that, you know, people are obviously really sick, gravely ill, but unable to be surrounded by loved ones in the way that they normally would, which has led to, you know, people dying alone, which is just a heartbreaking thing. You told me earlier when we talked off air that, you know, people are having to say goodbye to their loved ones on speakerphone as opposed to, you know, the way that we would more normally do that. Have you seen that up close? And I imagine it must be a gut-wrenching thing to witness.
Yeah, it is absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, like you said earlier, it's an emotionally exhausting job as it is. And so with everything exacerbated by this, you know, special scenarios are being encountered. And, that, you know, it's a first for all of us and a first for everyone. And it will absolutely rip your heart out. seeing stuff like that and knowing that there's nothing we can do about that. And, you know, these protocols are put in place for a good reason, but it does not make it any easier.
I'm wrapping up here with Anna McCleskey. She is a registered nurse at a local hospital working on a coronavirus unit. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. As someone who, again, is walking the floor, seeing these cases up close, you've got an audience now. What message? It's one thing when I say it to them from the comforts of a radio studio. I'll turn the floor over to you. If you could tell people right now how seriously they need to take this or what they need to do, what would you tell them?
I would drill it into them to take it as seriously as possible, and that I can understand that it's frustrating that you're being isolated and you're being kept at home and you're being told not to see your friends or go out to eat or, you know, go out on a Saturday night. But if it's to the point that someone says, hey, you staying at home could save someone's life, it seems like a no-brainer to me. And that really is to the extent as to where we're at right now.
That is Anna McCleskey, registered nurse at a local hospital working on a coronavirus unit right now. Anna, first, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing stories from inside the hospital. And stay safe, all right? I will see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Anna McCleskey, which is the one that got me pretty good is hearing that people, you can't even say goodbye to their loved ones. Like, you check, imagine you check your wife or your husband, or your son, or your daughter, your mother, your father, you check them into the hospital, and under normal circumstances, you check somebody in the hospital, and you say, I'll see you in a minute. I'll see you tonight. I'll be right there with you every step of the way, as much as I can. Now you check people into the hospital because you think they are getting worse because they're having trouble breathing or any of the symptoms of this. It might really be the last time you ever see them.
Yep.
Because you can't see them again. I had mentioned last week multiple times that there was somebody who worked in the basketball industry who had contracted coronavirus, and the average person wouldn't know him, but everybody in college basketball and the NBA would know him. And I didn't mention his name out of respect for his family, but it has subsequently been made public. His name's Maury Hanks, and I've known Maury for a long time. And he's a healthy guy, got coronavirus. He's been on a ventilator for several days now, I think 6 days. He was taken off the ventilator this morning, so that's a great sign. But this entire time he's been on a ventilator, his wife has not been able to see him, to be around him, nothing. And even this morning when they took him off the ventilator and took him out of the coma, because he was in a medically induced coma, the way that he couldn't talk, then they didn't think he'd be able to talk for several hours, but the way that she had to talk to him was a nurse had to hold a speakerphone up to his, you know, up to his ear. And then she could talk and he could hear the comfort of her voice. But that's really what we're reduced to right now. She's not allowed in that room. And so these are just crazy, crazy, crazy times. And, you know, I'm terrified for, you know, Anna and everybody who's got a job just like her. I mean, that's my friend. That's my friend's wife. So that makes it a little more real. But, like, there are countless people right now going to work every day knowing that there's a decent chance that they could contract this virus that is literally killing hundreds of people in this country every single day. The numbers are now up to 3,780 deaths. And the White House is expected later today, according to a story in the New York Times, to explain the models that they're now using that project millions of Americans sick and hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to die. You know, when you saw President Trump's tone change on Sunday, it's because he was, according to the reporting, shown, like, even if we do the right things now, this is going to be very, very bad. If we don't do the right things now, a million times worse. And so, yeah, it's scary stuff. You know, like, I guess when we first started talking about this, you know, I was reading all the coverage and I said, you know, I don't personally know anybody who's been a positive case yet, but I bet you in a week we will. And then there's a sports agent friend of mine on Twitter today announcing that his mom and dad were both healthy 2 weeks ago. Now they're both dead. Coronavirus. They died 6 minutes apart from each other. Like, that's what's happening. And that's not a story from New York City. That's middle America. You know, Anna's stories aren't stories from Milan, Italy. That's here in the Memphis area. So just scary, scary stuff. I hope, if anything, you take from her message that this is, you know, she's a medical official. She deals with crisis every day. She says she's scared. If hearing a nurse or a doctor tell you they're scared to go to work doesn't sober you up a little bit and make you take this more seriously, I would assume there's just no hope for you. But still, it's worth hearing again. Really appreciate Anna being here. We'll be back in a second.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay, okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike, looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Dreaming at my dad.
Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to be with me a little after 5 o'clock. I'll chop it up with him, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
NFL owners formally approved a plan earlier today to expand the postseason to 14 teams beginning with the 2020 season. That's the first sentence from a headline at ESPN.com. During a conference call to discuss the league business after the annual meetings were canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic, the owners also awarded one of those extra games to CBS and one to NBC, three-fourths of the 32 owners needed to approve the change. Here's what it includes. There will now be a total of three wildcard teams per conference. So we previously had two in each conference. Now you'll get three wildcard teams in each conference. And the number two seed in each conference will now host the new number seven seed in a wild card round, which means only the number one seeds in the NFC and the AFC will get first round byes. You down with it, Bennett?
I'm down with it.
Why wouldn't you be down with it? It's more playoff football. Like, by the way, this is exactly why the college football playoff is going to expand one day. Because nobody with the brain doesn't want more playoff football.
Right.
Like, why would you not want more postseason football? Like, the morons used to always talk about, I like the BCS. If you have a playoff, it'll ruin the regular season. No, it won't.
No,
it won't.
It's better.
It's better. The regular season's better. The playoff's better. And you know what's going to be better than a 14 playoff in college football? An 8-team. And you know what'd be better than an 8-team? A 16-team.
Yep.
And we can stop about there, although I'd be fine with 32.
I'm cool with that, too. But,
we can stop at 16.
That's fine.
You know, but trust me, we'll get to 8, I would assume, within the next decade. And the same people who are telling you right now it's not worth doing will love it. Just like the same people when we had the BCS told you the playoff wasn't worth doing, now love it. And so it's just beyond that, it's a moneymaker. It's a massive moneymaker. And so you get more playoff football in the NFL by adding two more wildcard teams. Interestingly, one of the little television twists is that the CBS game, it's going to be scheduled the weekend of January 9th, January 10th, the extra CBS wildcard game. And it will be broadcast on CBS. It'll be available on CBS All Access, but it will also be aired on Nickelodeon in a production geared toward a younger audience. There will be a wildcard game in the NFL on Nickelodeon. And as I was asking about this and reading about this, it seems that the goal there is to create an audience with young viewers.
Sure.
Because right now, because of CTE fears, youth football is down all across America.
Less kids playing. Yep.
Fewer kids are playing football than ever. I don't want to say than ever before, but fewer kids are playing football than had been in recent years because parents are now just saying, my kid's not playing football. Like, we're just not going to do it. I was always, I understood that, like, what if you were a parent of a football player who, when we became more aware of what CTE is and the trauma that football causes to the brain, like, your kid's been playing football his whole life. He's great at it. Mm-hmm. He loves it. But now you know, like, this is super dangerous. Like, what would you do if you were a parent? And I always thought you'd probably let them keep playing. I don't know that you could take that away from a 17-year-old, but you can never let a 4-year-old start now that we know. And I'm not telling other people how to parent. Like, I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. They both cuss at each other all the time, right? I'm not perfect. But I decide my kids are not playing football. Like, Oliver, even my 6-year-old, we throw the football to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he has mentioned wanting to play football. And I just said, no, we'll find something else to do. I'm just not going to let my kids get started in that. And, that's not unique to me. A lot of parents have now reached that conclusion with football. We'll find something else to do. We like the idea of being involved in sports. We like the structure of a team. We like what being a part of a team does for you. But we'll be a part of a different team, not going to be a football team. And so the NFL's got to figure out, how do we get young kids interested in football? Well, maybe putting a football game on Nickelodeon is just one small way to do it. So that new wild card game that CBS is going to broadcast, you'll be able to watch it in a variety of ways. And one of those ways is, yes, on Nickelodeon.
Story number two.
There had been a push among folks who are just bored out of their minds right now for ESPN to go ahead and move up the Michael Jordan documentary titled The Last Dance that ESPN has produced. And ESPN has responded by saying, okay, sure, we'll do it. So now it's going to premiere on April 19th. It's going to be on ESPN, but it's also, I believe, going to be on Netflix. They're going to,
I think the Netflix is outside of the U.S.
Oh, the Netflix
until it's done airing on ESPN. I think.
Got you. Okay, so it's going to start on April 19th, and we'll get two episodes then, episode one and episode two, and then they'll come back the following Sunday, April 26th, and we'll get episodes three and four, and then the following Sunday we'll get episodes five and six, and then the following Sunday we'll get episodes seven and eight. So it's an eight-part documentary that'll be spread over 4 weeks. And Sunday night is the perfect night to do it. If you've ever wondered, like, why HBO always does its biggest shows on Sunday night, you know, whether it's Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Westworld, whatever it is, those are Sunday night shows. Mm-hmm. It's because they've got data that shows Sunday night is the best night to get people to watch television. Friday night's the worst night.
Yeah,
that's why you can't. That's why no big shows are on Friday night. It's why most of the late-night shows, I believe, either they pre-tape the Friday night shows.
Yeah.
They'll do those on Thursday. Not in all cases, but in some cases. Because, you know, Friday night's the least important. But Sunday night, from a television viewing perspective, the most important. Oh, that why the Oscars are on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Why the Grammys are on a Sunday night. Why
biggest NFL game of the week.
All of big television events, they're Sunday night things. And so... No surprise that they're going to put this on Sunday night. So it won't be this Sunday night, but on April 19th, we will get the premiere of The Last Dance, which by all just looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of struck gold last year with the OJ thing, and they spread that out over a couple nights, not weekends.
Yeah, I feel like that was maybe a three-night thing.
Yeah,
but it was one. But they made it available, the OJ documentary, they made it available streaming. Like, the whole thing was there for you when it launched. So you could watch it on TV over a course of a few days, if I remember correctly. But it was available online. If you want it all now,
you can get it all now.
And I watched it, like, in two sittings. Like, once I got it going, I couldn't turn it off. And so we talked about it a little bit yesterday. If you've never seen the OJ ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, it's great. And people are talking about this one like it can be similarly great. More than anything, it'll give us something to do on a Sunday night.
No doubt.
Like, sports is one of those things that, like, I think what we're missing right now is the things that we all watch together.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing at the same time. Right, everyone's on Twitter.
Yeah, we're all watching the Grizzlies, or we're all watching baseball, or we're all watching whatever. The big, you know, national TNT games, like, we don't have that right now. So people are – and there's not anything on TV that just the whole world watches at the same time. There's just – nothing. The Bachelor is the closest thing to it maybe. But, like, you know, people watch Curb Your Enthusiasm when they watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Some people watch it live. Other people catch it the next morning. Some people catch it late at night. Sports is the thing that we all watch together at the same time. We don't have that right now. So, like, you might be watching Ozark. You might be on episode 7. Somebody else is on episode 3. We're not all watching anything together right now, except for cable news, probably. And even then, we're watching, you know, whatever we watch. So this will give us one of those things. You get the sense that the Twitter community that you have created will, on Sunday night, 8 o'clock Central, April 19th, you and a whole bunch of people you communicate with on social media are going to be watching the same thing. And we'll have that 4 Sundays in a row. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Story number 3.
The NBA is partnering with NBA 2K to create a tournament featuring 16 players over a 10-day period. The 16 players are all NBA players, and they are working with a quote-unquote major television network to put this all on TV. And so the players that are confirmed to be involved: Kevin Durant, Trae Young, Hassan Whiteside, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Andre Drummond, Zach LaVine, Montrezl Harrell, Harrison Barnes, Derrick Jones, Patrick Beverley, Rui Hachimura, Michael Porter Jr., DeMarcus Cousins, DeAndre Ayton, and Domantas Sabonis. Is this something you would watch?
Can I bet on it?
I bet you probably will be able to one way or another.
Then maybe.
Right. More than anything, you'll get to see these famous NBA players, like, you know, like being being like, you know, outside of where we normally see them, which is on a basketball court. Like, they'll either be at home or wherever they're at, and they'll be playing and presumably, like, fired up. Like, they take this seriously.
Yeah, I mean, if the conversations are interesting, that's what I'm saying. I don't care about their game.
Who's good, who's not good? How would I know? Why would I care? But I will say, young people do watch people play video games. They watch these. They really do.
That is the one phenomenon that has made me feel like, dude, I'm like getting old. Like, that's the one phenomenon that I've never understood is the watching other people play video games. Because you're right, that's a thing.
Like, why do I want to watch somebody else play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, to the extent we had to share, I remember I had a buddy, Brant, we'd play, you know, RBI baseball. Mm-hmm. And we would create a league, and there was another baseball game we played. I think it was called Baseball Stars. You could actually, like, create players and win games and build them up and whatever. And so in those moments, we'd have to share. He'd have to play with his team in his league, and then I'd have to play with my team. So we'd, like, watch each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored out of my mind the whole time.
I was like,
why do I want to watch you play? Like, we'd stay up all night doing it. So I'd play, and then he would play, and I would sleep for 40 minutes. And then I'd wake up and I'd play, and then he'd sleep for 4 minutes. Like, nobody wanted to watch anybody else play games. Where did we get to a point where kids want to watch other kids play games?
You know, I honestly think that it might have come from the I could be totally off base on this, and if someone wants to tell me, go ahead. But, like, I think that it's the graphics have become.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.